2 weeks ago, a Florida court invalidated two of the state's congressional districts. Then a week ago, lawyers for the legislature and Secretary of State said they wouldn't appeal the ruling but argued there isn't enough time to change borders before the November election. But now the saga continues as lawyers for the opposition have presented a number of proposals, shifting the voting timeline to allow new districts to be drawn.
There are multiple examples of courts that have intervened days before an election, weeks before election, or a couple of months before an election to stop an election from going forward, to enjoin use of an invalid map, and to impose new election deadlines that ensure a valid constitutional map is used in the election process.
That's lawyer John Devaney, representing one of the plaintiffs who challenged Florida's districts. But the officials in charge of voting, the supervisors of elections, have raised questions about moving an election. Duval County Supervisor Jerry Holland testified under ideal circumstances, he would have at least 6 months to prepare. There are practical and legal reasons for the length of this lead time. On the practical side, just printing ballots can be challenging. Leon County Supervisor Ion Sancho says each polling place gets different ballots.
So in a primary in Leon County, we'll have 93 voting locations, times three ballot styles at every location.
For those keeping score, that's 279 unique ballot styles for one election in one county.
It's one of the things that people are unaware of are the complexity of some of the issues facing elections administrators.
On the legal side, there are a number of requirements designed to ensure voters have adequate time to make their decision. One law is the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA. Sancho explains.
45 days in anticipation of an election, all overseas voters, both civilian and military, have to have an absentee ballot mailed to them.
Lawyers for the voting rights group suggest asking the federal government for a waiver. But Sancho says the 45 days are necessary to ensure ballots don't just get to voters, but also make it back in time for Election Day. With all these challenges in mind, Sancho thinks this year's election should carry on as planned.
As a supervisor of elections, I'd rather complete the process that we've been planning for 18 months, that we've budgeted for, rather than create something absolutely new on a fly, which we don't know what the intended consequences are, and some counties may not successfully address. And quite frankly, the last thing Florida needs is another blown election.
But Sancho doesn't agree with the argument that a new map should wait until the next election cycle in 2016.
And that seems a bit odd. Why keep individuals in illegal seats for multiple years? It makes no sense to me. So the issue is, when can we have an election that is timely, that will allow all of us to do all the normal procedures and give notice to the citizens as well as the candidates that this is occurring?
Sancho suggests holding a special election after the general to choose representatives under newly drawn districts. Because Florida typically holds its presidential primaries in the spring, Sancho offers March 2015 as a potential date. But even this solution presents complications. Raul Cantero, attorney for the Florida Senate, says if someone's elected, they're in for the full two-year term.
No, it's in the federal constitution that terms are for 2 years. And in fact, many cases have said that a particular map is unconstitutional and yet allowed the next elections to proceed under that map because there's not enough time. It happens fairly often.
Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis will rule on whether the election will proceed as planned by August 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.